We're here in the Congressional Corner with 1st District Massachusetts candidate Thomas Simmons, who's running against Richie Neal for Congress. Thomas, what do you know about Aleppo?
Well, the first thing I know is that even though everyone is saying Aleppo, it's really pronounced Halab. That I know that much.
Terrific.
I also know it's not the capital of Syria, and it's not the capital of ISIS.
But,
and I knew that before it hit the newspapers.
But your presidential candidate on your party, the Libertarian Party, didn't know who or what it was. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I have two reactions to that. When I first heard it, I was disappointed because I was aware of not only Aleppo and what was going on there, but actually the day he was asked about Aleppo was actually a day of a lot of news reports about a possible chemical attack by the Assad regime on the people of Aleppo. So it had been big in the news that day. I will cut him this much slack. If I'm having a long discussion with you on Common Core, and we're using a lot of discussions about educational policy and the MCCC and the BHE and all sorts of alphabet soup, and you suddenly said to me, "So, Tom, what do you think about MARSEC?" Now, as a member of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, I know that MARSEC is the Marine Security System, but if I was in the middle of a conversation on something else and you threw that at me, I'd probably have a brain freeze for a minute or two, and I think that's just human. So I'm willing to give him a pass on that, not knowing for a moment or two what Aleppo is when someone asks you the question like that. Is probably far less of a sin than creating the situation that we have in Aleppo.
Let's talk a little bit about immigration as a concept. This country has a lot of people who have been adjudged illegals or unregistered or whatever. You know, Donald Trump has made a great deal about this.
Yes,
he has. Wants to build a wall, wants to send everybody back. Where are you?
I take an extremely liberal position on this. I am an open borders person. I believe that amnesty should be granted to those who are living here and working here and establishing their families and building their lives here, and a path to citizenship should be offered. This whole concept of people are illegal is something that only really came into the American mindset since the Chinese Exclusion Act. At the beginning of the last century, when we decided we didn't want Chinese people in this country to interfere with local labor markets. Prior to that, the Irish came over in coffin ships to Quebec, to Nova Scotia, to Boston, to Ellis Island. There were no papers. Italians came over here. There were no papers. My people came over here in 1642 with the Dutch. We didn't have any papers, and neither did the British who then invaded and took over what was then New Amsterdam. These are people, and they're looking to build their lives. They contribute to this society, and I am—
So no limits. Anybody can come, as far as you're concerned.
I'm for fixing the immigration system so that if someone comes and has a background check done and there's no criminal or terrorist link, yes, let them in. Just like we've done for hundreds of years in this country. I remind people that in the Declaration of Independence, one of the very things that we complained, that Thomas Jefferson wrote about, that we complained about King George for doing, was refusing to allow the peopling of the colonies and refusing to allow immigration. America is a great salad bowl of a great number of people from all different walks of life, and it makes us stronger, not weaker.
How does that differ from Richie Neal's position on this, do you know?
I don't know Mr. Neal's position because I haven't had the opportunity to actually discuss it with him.
All right. There's an opioid epidemic in the United States. We know that. How to fix it? I know that in the past, the libertarians have been seen as progressive on some of the drug issues. Where are you?
And I am also progressive on the drug issues. I know in Massachusetts right now we have a ballot initiative, question number 4. To legalize and regulate marijuana, which
I absolutely
support it. I wish there was less regulation coming with it, but I'm absolutely voting for it because it's a step in the right direction. And what we learn from prohibition, whether that's prohibition of abortion, alcohol, marijuana, birth control, all of which have been prohibited in the U.S.
Heroin.
Prohibition does not make the market go away. It drives it underground into criminals' hands. In fact, the majority of people who are currently hooked on opioids and heroin actually began their addiction through legal means. So we absolutely have an overprescription problem in the United States when it comes to opioids. I just read a statistic where there were enough bottles of opioids prescribed last year to actually provide every man, every adult man and woman in the country with their own bottle. But once they get hooked, then there is the fear of, I can't go to authorities, I can't tell anyone, because this, I'm buying this on the underground market, and this is a federal offense. I can be a felon, I can lose my job, I can lose my house, I can lose my right to vote. And so we basically push people into the darkness.
And so what do you want to do, legalize all drugs?
I wouldn't do that all at once, but I would absolutely make treatment the priority over criminalization. I would never, ever jail anyone, ever, for a non-violent crime.
Well, except that as the system, as you describe it, is somebody's got to sell the stuff in order to get the stuff, and often that leads to violent crime.
Well, it does.
Yes.
If you're engaged in violence and criminal activity that hurts others, then yes, you go to jail. But if you are the end user, you shouldn't be in jail for possession. You shouldn't be in jail for use. And you shouldn't have that fear that if I go to get treatment or go to get help, I'm only going to end up hurting myself.
I want to ask you a question because we only have a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
It's a philosophical question. Let's assume Donald Trump is absolutely, even Stephen in the polls, gets to be president of the United States. What are you going to do?
I'm going to continue to fight for liberty the way I'm doing right now. That's what I'm going to do.
And so you don't have any plans to go to Canada, Dublin?
I do not have plans to emigrate. Although I do spend a lot of time vacationing in Montreal, I'll be very honest about that. I may end up spending a little more time there.
Yeah. You're a father of six. How's that going? How's that going?
Well, they're all adults now.
Oh, are they?
They're all adults. I have one serving in the Marines over in the Mediterranean. I have one who's a police officer at UNH. I have one who's an accountant. I have one who works in fast food. I have two who are finishing up their college career. So my life, you know, has a lot of different aspects to it.
Let's assume that you don't win. What might you, and you're retiring this year, what might you want to do?
I know I'd stay involved in community activism. I've served on my town's conservation commission. And I've served on the board of two HIV service agencies. I'm sure I'll continue to do that kind of community activity. I may start my own business. I actually have a dream of starting my own fashion line.
Oh, interesting.
Being a New Yorker, I actually worked some Mercedes-Benz fashion weeks. I've been teaching entrepreneurship for 20 years. So that's a possibility.
We've been talking to Thomas Simmons, who is the First District Congressional candidate running against Richie Neal, the dean of the Massachusetts delegation. And Thomas, thank you so much for coming by and talking to us. We very much enjoyed it.
And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.